Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, I guess if you're not doing well with the black vote, you go out and say, you know, I've read MLK and Malcolm X.
Yes, that's exactly what happened with Michigan Senate Democrat nominee Abdul El-Sayed. See, he knows that, you know, a lot of black people really don't like Islamists,
yep,
and they don't like communists. And
nope.
He happens to be both.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
He had to go out there, and he's doing the best, doing his best.
Okay.
To try to figure this out.
All right, buddy. Let's hear it.
You got to read Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, you got to read the stuff that he actually wrote.
Yeah.
Malcolm X.
Yeah.
I learned what it meant to be a person of color reading black folk and the civil rights struggle. And I understand that my responsibility is about trying to address racial inequity.
Well, I guess that's a decent enough effort.
I love black people.
It is. It's just on and on and on. It's the same thing. It's Jerry Maguire never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are more convincing than others.
Yes.
I don't know that that's going to play much in Michigan.
I don't know, man. Well, I mean, when you had his primary opponent, that weird lady, running up the score against him in...
Yeah.
Was it Rashida Tlaib's district?
I believe so.
Like, that's a, that's a big old warning sign.
Yes. And, I mean, if you're going to try to convince people about reading Malcolm X, you should go to LeBron.
Oh, of course. Well, naturally.
Well, yeah.
Because we all remember when he started reading Malcolm X, he wanted to make sure to bring it with him in press conferences.
So he could be seen with it.
And then asked about it, mm-hmm, and it was very eloquent what he said about it at the time.
He's a very... very smart man, very, very, very smart man, and basically him understanding the how powerful the Negro can be. He used that word a lot, how powerful we are, and just a very powerful-minded gentleman, and it's unbelievable to kind of read something that's coming directly from him.
It's unbelievable.
Just hate. Wish I had an opportunity to meet him. Obviously, we know what the situation that happened along, mm-hmm, not only him, but Dr. Martin Luther King, some of the greats that's ever walked this face of the earth, not only just here in America, but in the space of the earth. So.
Yes. It's unbelievable that this book's been available to him his entire life and never, I guess, realized it.
Well,
that you could read the actual words that he wrote.
He was busy reading other things at the time, and he got caught up now.
Well, I do like that there was not a crease in the spine of that paper book. Or paperback.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Brand new copy, David.
Yeah. But the one thing that, at least my takeaway, that I wouldn't have known before. Smart man. Not just a smart man. Very, 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 very smart
very
man.
Smart. Oh, yes.
Was it five or four?
Very, 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 very. I think four.
I thought three.
Oh, okay.
Well, fact check. Here we go.
Not only him, but...
No, we got to go back to the smart man part.
Very smart man.
That's from...
Very, very, very smart man.
Yeah, and three. The second time.
Good catch, David.
Yeah. Yes. And I guess if you're going to get technical and count to the first one, you could say four, but I'm saying that it's three. Probably right there. Okay. So there you go.
You stop, dude. Once you get past three, you lose the punch.
I think...
Four doesn't, you know, by then it's...
If you're going to go four, lost. You got to go five. It's always got to be odd numbered.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to hit it harder.
Very, very.
Very!
And then you'd have it. Okay. All right.
LeBron.
Well, there are some Democratic socialists that are trying to take their talents to South Beach. I don't know how well that's going to go.
Oh, yeah?
We'll see. But, you know, a lot of Democrats, they do this dance where, it's a Big Ten party.
Yeah, welcome to all people. Well, David Jolly, you know, he is the gubernatorial candidate for the Democrats in Florida.
Yes.
I don't think he's saying Big Ten here.
Look, I reject the DSA. I reject socialism. I'm a capitalist, and I think capitalism provides the greatest amount of economic mobility. I reject socialism. I'm a capitalist. We'll see how Florida's voters sort that out in November.
Yeah, I know
what
who the people voting
are. You?
Yes, exactly. I know who's voting in this election. They don't want this crap.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
And he's not the only one there. It's Moskowitz, too, because they ran somebody against him.
Yeah, for him, too. It's because he's Jewish, too. He's, like, absolutely rejecting the DSA.
Oh, yeah. And he's reminding people there's Jewish voters.
25% of this district is Jewish. 20% of this district is Hispanic. People have escaped socialism. And when they hear folks from the DSA go on television and talk about, you know, how they want to abolish the Senate, they want to get rid of prisons, and you know, they no borders. You know, most Americans hear that stuff and they say, what is going on?
Yeah.
True.
That is true.
That's like the bare minimum of common ground I think we can find with some of our Democrat brothers and sisters. Some of them.
Some of them.
Communism's bad, right? Can we at least, can reasonable people agree that communism usually, really, actually never works?
Well, it's never been tried
the right way.
It's never been done right. But they figured it out. They've got the key to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They know how it's supposed to work.
They can't even run a grocery store.
No.
No.
Actually, that's not even fair. Grocery stores are incredibly difficult to run. I'll fact-check myself on that one.
But they also, you've got people saying, well, you do the government run, and it would be way better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we saw what happened in Kansas City. It was a disaster. Mm-hmm.
Well, but you don't care when you make a profit or not. Yeah, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, that.
I mean, it is better to run one of those. Yeah, you got no pressure.
Hurts quite a bit.
Yeah.
Crazy story out of Philly. Maybe you've seen it. You got this guy dressed up with a Chucky mask. This is terrorizing people. Chasing women.
Like up the street or something?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Get decked is what's going to happen.
Well, I saw the video of it, and then Daily Wire News had it this morning talking about
it. The incident occurred near Philadelphia City Hall when a black male suspect wearing a Chucky Halloween mask approached several individuals while filming himself. In one encounter, he accosted a female jogger saying, quote, "Are you ready to die?" The woman then ran away, calling for help. During the encounter, the suspect kept one arm concealed behind his back, according to police. No weapon appears in the surveillance video, but police say the suspect is wanted on charges including possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, harassment, assault, reckless endangerment, and intimidation. Aside from a minor injury to her leg while making her escape, the jogger made it out unharmed.
Wow. I think they catch this person. That's public gaining.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't been beat by an accompanied male or something, or a male nearby.
Well, I also heard a report that a woman sort of fought back.
Good.
A woman named Jamaica, and she talked to news about it. This is what she had to say.
So I started to wave at her across from the intersection and say, hey, there's someone behind you. So I figured that if anything was going to happen, I wanted to see it with my own two eyes. He just seemed so disoriented about what his goals actually were. Like, I had bags. He wasn't reaching for those. It didn't seem like he had a clear goal to, like, actually get in La Colombe to do anything. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if you can fight. And he couldn't.
Wow.
Well,
very interesting.
They say that they have identified the guy. He is Zymire Hughes, and they know they're very familiar with him in Philadelphia, apparently.
You mean this isn't the first crime ever?
No, it's not. They think he may have fled Pennsylvania. He has ties to California and Nevada. So U.S. Marshal Services are now involved. Uh-oh. That's not... Wow.
Went to Pennsylvania to run for Congress.
Well, I mean, is this going to be another case where he's just out in another day or two?
Well, if the Marshal Service is involved, no.
Probably good. So I'm sure people around that town are like, good, this guy needs to go away. Because the DA there is a disaster.
Larry Krasner? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Just the worst.
Well, I was thinking they were doing it for clicks.
That's like, what they said.
Like that goofing on people.
Filming it for his own purposes. I don't know what the own purposes would be, though. Because it could be for online clicks. It could also be he's a sick individual who gets his jollies watching scared women run away. I don't know.
Public caning.
Yes. I've seen these guys online where there people are at a hardware store or something and they're looking.
Yeah.
They come behind him, kind of flip him in the back at the neck.
Right.
And looking around, trying to, and the guy turns immediately, so you think it's just somebody across, right?
Right.
But it's like, you know, we want to, that's a good way to get your ass kicked, if you know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Did you see this thing kind of made the rounds? Concert promoter posting a video online asking Gen Xers, help me out there. What's it going to take to get you guys going out to concerts again?
Lower prices.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the first thing you would say.
I would, yeah.
Yeah. And I understand for a band to be on the road, it's crazy expensive to
do
that.
Of course it is, yeah.
So that means ticket price, but not to the extent that it's gone over the last few decades.
Less than 100's a bargain.
Yes.
Dude, I looked just on a whim for Ella Langley tickets, and it was like the cheapest I could find was like $600 per.
Yes.
It's like, okay, no. And I understand she's huge, and that's not, you know, typical of every concert, but man.
Yeah.
I don't know what my daughter paid for the Foo Fighter tickets we went when we saw them, but I bet it was a lot.
Probably.
Yeah.
Especially if they're good seats.
They were decent, yeah.
Comedian Dan Regan gave some answers for the Gen Xers out there.
Okay.
He said bring back physical tickets.
Yes.
Cell phone tickets equal anxiety. That doesn't bother me.
I get anxious with those damn things.
So that'd be bring boomers back.
Maybe. Well, it would help me because I like the hard ticket in my hand.
Okay.
Rather than trying to find it on my phone, I've had it for 6 months.
So more chairs. Chairs are awesome.
Well, chairs are awesome unless you get the jackasses that stand the whole show.
Okay, this is actually funny. Purchase of your ticket should come with complimentary readers and some ibuprofen.
I would say a drink ticket, too.
Cleaner restrooms. Man.
Well, okay.
It's part of the experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fine the band $1,000 for every minute late they're taking the stage.
There you go. Man. Yes, I like that.
I like that, too.
Man, if they would have had that back in the day for a couple of GNR shows I was at, oh, man, I'd have made a lot of money.
Stevie Wonder, I would have walked out with a couple of grand.
Really?
God, the guy was like 2 hours late.
Well, that'd be more if it's $1,000 every minute.
Oh, for $1,000 a minute, yeah.
Yeah, 120 grand.
But geez, man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. He also said lock up all cell phones. So none are allowed.
Yeah, I got to be able to do that.
You're not going to be able to do that now.
Most of the stuff you're not going to be able to do. But
there are some artists that are like, just leave the cell phone. Stop it.
Oh, I know. They don't like it. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes it is kind of cool to see just the experience. But I think, yes, it's the prices more than anything.
Yeah.
Just kind of crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's a lot of Gen Xers remember paying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$15, $10 for a great show.
We should start the shows at 5 p.m.
Yes!
It's going to
be nap time. Yeah. All right. Five stories we're watching today in a news update next.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get five stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Five stars every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with five stars in every category. Just dial pound 250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, pound 250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. And now, the five stories we're watching today.
All right, number five, Act Blue. This is the fundraising clearinghouse for the Democrat Party. The CEO is testifying in a closed-door session with members of Congress and has pleaded the fifth.
Really?
Yeah. This is over foreign donations that Act Blue was facilitating and passing along. Number four, the FBI seized former Representative Eric Swalwell's electronics from him at San Francisco Airport and from his D.C. home as they investigate sexual assault allegations against him. Number three, Jason Arday, this is the con artist at Cambridge who was exposed as a fraud and then took his own life. Activists are saying this was a lynching. there was a change.org petition that said that you can only run so many negative stories about somebody in a day. They said the media coverage got him killed. What the hell? Yes.
That is insane to say that.
Well, yes. Now an American academic who first raised concerns has been suspended by the Belgian university he works for. Nathan Kofnis is under investigation for discrimination. Because
if you notice someone is being a total fraud, you just can't say it.
Yes, apparently.
That's because it's not loving enough.
Right. Yes, I guess. I don't know. Number two, a 35-year-old Albany woman who converted to Islam 5 years ago has now been arrested on federal charges after she allegedly swore allegiance to ISIS and told a federal confidential informant of her plans to attack the state capital. Jessica Bowie is her name. She was taken into custody overnight. And then number one, Carmelo Anthony. This is the young man who murdered Austin Metcalf at a high school track meet in suburban Dallas. Well, they're looking for a new trial because of racism or something. At a hearing today, though, in Collin County, the prosecutor revealed Carmelo's girlfriend went to their school to say that Carmelo was stalking her after she had broken up with him and that he was, quote, on the verge. Those are his words. That was an hour before the stabbing. He had a history of violence and made references to stabbing people, wanting to kill people. He had threatened to stab her before, apparently.
It's amazing this did not come out before now.
And then some people are reacting to that report. The Carmelo Anthony defenders are saying, well, why did she say she was, you know, praying for him and telling him to stay strong during the trial? Well, probably because she was afraid of you idiots.
Yes.
It's the same reason why Jacob Blake, the guy who got shot in Kenosha.
Yes.
In the process of, like, kidnapping kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why didn't we hear from his on-again, off-again girlfriend, the baby mama? Because she didn't want to get killed.
Yeah.
That's probably it, yeah. Those are the top five stories that we're watching today. Brickhouse Nutrition designed lean for frustrated dieters with 10 pounds or more to lose, so let's get you started. 20% off plus free rush shipping. Go to takelean.com. Use promo code MVCR to add lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. That's MVCR at takelean.com.
You could also not want to go on with a relationship with someone and still want the best for them and pray for them.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Also, I didn't see this story.
High schooler.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
exactly.
Say, she's a high schooler.
Yes. You tell me if this was a cool move from the boyfriend or not. This woman from Missouri was nervous about running her first half marathon. She kept asking her boyfriend, would you do it with me? He's like, no, I don't want to do it. What she didn't know, he was secretly training all along. So on race day, he surprised her with the good news, and she burst into tears. Like, oh, I'm so thankful. So they ran the Rockin' River Fest half marathon in St. Charles. Finished side by side. 2.5 hours. So should he have not kept it from her with the surprise and let her know the whole time, or was that a cool thing to do?
I think it's kind of a nice surprise, but, you know, they could have had some nice bonding experience training together.
Well, she certainly appreciated it, I guess, huh?
I thought it was kind of cool.
Burst into tears, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, somebody's going to say, well, it would have been better if he just would have.
Of course they're going to say that.
Robbins is in a mood today. I cannot wait for the trifecta. This is going to be a great one, and a news update is next.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better.
and it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, the Robbins Trifecta coming up in just a few. The major update, I understand. Before we get there, news update, David Van Camp.
Well, again, the Carmelo Anthony story is huge. This is the young man who was convicted for murder, sentenced to 35 years for stabbing Austin Metcalf in the heart.
At a track meet. Yeah.
He was there looking for trouble, and that's been backed up now because he's asking for a new trial. And the prosecutor said, okay, well, we weren't going to go. We were just going to stick to the facts immediately in front of us in the case. We weren't going to talk about his history during the trial, but now that's all over. Carmelo's ex-girlfriend went to the assistant principal saying that she had broken up with Carmelo and he was stalking her. That was the morning of the stabbing. A text was then shown from Carmelo Anthony saying, "I'm low-key on the verge," and he emphasized it, if you're familiar with, you know, modern texting technology. He also had once threatened her with a knife in one message and told her in another text, "When I stab somebody, I'm going to lick their blood off the blade."
Well.
And so they did that, and there is a lot more. Also, when he lived in Louisiana, he had been sent to a program associated with LSU for kids who could not keep their hands to themselves.
Well, that's a lot of evidence there.
I didn't know they had a special program for kids who couldn't keep their hands to themselves.
Did he already attend it or was going to attend it?
He had already attended it. That was when he lived in Louisiana. Then they moved to Texas.
Got it. Okay.
Oh.
And then people that are supporting Carmelo Anthony are saying what?
Basically that, why is it that the girlfriend was saying, yeah, praying for you, stay strong, Melo, during the trial. And I'm like, well, probably because she didn't want you animals to go and kill her.
Yeah. Dave, you also mentioned the new Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
It's outside the courthouse.
Yeah. The leader is a peach, huh?
She's Crystal Muhammad?
Is it the female?
Yeah, she's a bigger gal.
She's the only person I've ever seen who looks like she's standing up and sitting down at the same time.
That is an incredible description. It's a trick on the eyes, I'll tell you that.
Now, wait a minute. What did you just say?
It looks like she's sitting down and standing up at the same time. It's one of those things where, like, she's a larger lady, and yeah, her bosom is rather large, but it also kind of meets up with her large midsection, and she's kind of hunched over, but also standing up.
Well, you'd have to have incredible abdominal and back strength to stand straight.
That's right.
If you're her.
Yeah.
Because if I'm to paint the picture, you remember that crazy story out of Canada with the dude that wore the prosthetic breasts that were like insanely big?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that guy.
It was like a circus.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yes. That's what this looks like, but I think these are legit. Not that I care, but it is hard to stand up straight, and she is a bigger gal. And she's adjusting and like pulling her shirt out like to cover. But they are demanding for Carmelo Anthony to be released.
Yes.
Hey, lady, stand up.
I am standing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's winning hearts and minds.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're not interested in that.
No.
It's
no.
It's militancy is what they're interested in.
Very much so.
You know, that's that whole side of the political spectrum are the most unhappy people.
Yes.
They are the unhappiest people ever. What a drag to be around these people for any length of time.
And some just really act like children. So Nick Shirley is in California. Did you see any of these clips?
I have not.
And, you know, he's pointing out fraud. Well, the California State Assembly Chief of Staff in Sacramento, I think his name is Terry Shands, is slandering Nick Shirley, trying to say he has a small...
Oh.
Yeah, it's just a weird sort of back and forth.
Think, Nick, what did that do for you?
Mia Bonta, do you think her creating a bill that would make it basically illegal, give someone a $4,000 fine for looking into immigration support service providers?
Did you guys hear that Nick Shirley has a small penis, allegedly?
Wow, that's so adult of you.
This is a grown man.
That was a guy?
This is a dude. Yes. So, yeah, he's a chubby dude. He looks like he's 40s, probably.
Again, what is it with the voices of these guys?
Did you hear about this? Nick Shirley allegedly has a small penis. Well, I don't know. This is what they're reporting.
And he's holding a sign, Nick Shirley allegedly, or something small. And it just goes.
Seen
back.
This?
Well, the reports are wrong.
They're reporting. Well, we don't know. Prove me wrong.
No, I'm not. I don't do that.
Prove me wrong. It's good enough for Charlie Kirk. Prove me wrong.
You don't want to do that.
Well, if you consent.
I mean, we are in California. They do support pedophiles.
I think you're over 18. So there are news reports happening that Nick Shirley has a small penis. Do you have any?
And he just keeps going. That's how he's getting in the way of Nick Shirley just asking this politician about the fraud. It is. He makes a total jerk out of himself.
Why are left wingers always thinking about conservative people's penis?
That's a good question. Well, talk to your local psychologist on that one. Get back to me.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you need that gun because you're overcompensating for your small peeper. Why are you thinking about my peeper? That's weird.
I want to make sure when you break into my house with your small peeper that I feel you full of lead.
One other thing real quick. Did you see the video of the Amazon customer in Texas when her first drone delivered order was dropped into her swimming pool?
Oh, gosh.
Watch it. Just boom, right in there. Yeah, the technology's there, but probably have to work out
like
a few
NASA
things.
NASA and the Apollo just dropping into the
pool. Just boom, right there.
There you go. Splash landing.
Need to get a little better there. All right, you ready for your big three? Of course you are. You're always
ready. Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey.
Hey, Casey.
I'm ready.
How's it going?
Good.
Staying in the air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay, good to hear.
Three.
He's vulnerable at his age.
I know he's vulnerable, so I'm checking in on him, yep. Yeah.
Number three, 9/11 history is going across the nation.
Yeah, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is transporting a steel beam that was recovered from the South Tower. And it's like 10,500 mile journey across America. They've got this thing in the back of a flatbed. And they're just taking it to places just so other generations and you yourself can take a look at it as we remember the 25th anniversary of the attack. Can't believe it's been 25 years.
I know.
That is insane. Where we are now versus where we were then is remarkable. I mean, the thing still haunts me. I mean, when I think about it, it's still haunts me. But, man, that opened the back door to all this other nonsense. And that's, you know, here we are talking about socialism and in Islam taking over. And it's just the whole thing. At 9/11, you would have never have thought that.
Yeah, that's a conversation
after that
for another time, because a lot of people don't feel like that was opening the back door. It was something else. But
that could be too. Yeah,
you could not have imagined we would be where we're at politically right now in late 2001.
I mean, like I said, the unity you felt on that day. Anyway, it's just remarkable that we are where we are right now.
That is true, yes.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day up to number
two.
Well, new polling on Democrats and socialism.
Yeah, speaking of that, recent polls show a steady growth in support for socialism among Democrats. New CBS polls out showing how popular it is. 58% hold a positive view of socialism.
Yeah.
26 points more than 32% with a positive view of capitalism. Golly. Probably explains why Hakeem Jeffries, while rejecting core parts of the platforms, embraced Democratic Socialists this week as part of the Democratic Party's big tent. I don't even know what to say sometimes to this stuff.
Well, we've known it's coming for a long time.
58%?
Yes.
Gosh, they're down with socialism.
Yes.
Wow.
Very much so.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
I've never been more glad to be the oldest guy on this show, I'll tell you that. The closer I get to death, the more I won't have to deal with that anymore, right?
It's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's one way. That's a positive spin on it, man.
One.
All right, number one, an update on the world's smallest, well, peeper guy.
Yeah, remember the guy I was talking about this. We talked about a couple of weeks ago, the world's smallest penis. May, after relinquish his title after successful surgery.
He
no longer has the world's smallest. Remember he was doing a GoFundMe campaign, and it worked. A bunch of people ponied up, said, yeah, we'll help you out. The guy's in North Carolina. He claimed to have the world's smallest one. He may have finally had, I'll just tell you what the report here says, a happy ending. Okay. The guy says the enlargement procedure was a huge success. Michael Phillips is 38 years old, underwent the surgery Monday in North Carolina, where doctors injected well within the parameters of micropenis, they said, but they put what they called a filling. They built like a cast around it and then filled it and attached it.
Oh, boy.
With, you know, human skin and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, guy's very pleased with the results. He said he won't know the full results until after the swelling goes down from the surgery. So I'll keep you posted on that because I know you're dying to find out.
Well, I know you've been on this story more than anyone I know and have been for a while.
It's your beat.
I know. I'm on the micropenis beat.
Oh, gosh.
We hand out assignments on the show, and I got that one.
I don't ever remember it coming up, actually.
Neither
does
he.
Seems like you just took the lead.
David, thank you for picking up on that one.
Of course.
And there you have it.
That little phrase, yes.
I just give up on all of it.
Barkley's dropping back to punt right now.
It's just like, okay. I don't want to say.
And we don't need nasty. We don't need nasty. Honestly, there's no place for it.
Exactly. Nimrod to the news. Mailman attacks peacock and much more straight ahead.
This month were way higher than you expected. Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war.
You should see the look on your face.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird.
All right.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215-215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215-215. That's SPARK to 215-215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous,
especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at wrinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. It is true, most frozen drink machines are either ridiculously expensive or they feel like some cheap seasonal gadget. It's like you're going to use it twice and then stick it in the garage or whatever. But the Chef Man Slush Ease Max is different. This thing gives you that commercial-style frozen drink experience right on your kitchen counter without the premium price.
That's right, and I love it. I took mine for a test drive over the weekend. I've used it a few more times since then. It's a big hit with the kids, of course. All you do is you pour your mixture in and let the Slush Ease Max do its thing. And you don't have to add ice. You don't have to worry about a blender, nothing like that. It's got built-in freezing technology, so you can make slushies, frozen coffee drinks, cocktails. And my kids love the margaritas, you know. Load them up. I'm kidding. Just joking.
The kitty margaritas, Scott.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
It's frozen lemonade, to, Scott. All right.
Call
there you go. And, of course, as I always mentioned, it's easy to clean, which means I'll use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out the Chef Man Slush Ease Max. Great frozen drinks, easy to use, and it won't cost you a fortune either. And right now, save 25%, by the way, with the code MBCR. Chefman.com. Use the promo code MBCR. That's Chefman.com, promo code MBCR. And 25% on the Slush Ease Max.
Yes, sir.
What?
Nothing. You did well.
You guys both are laughing.
I was laughing because you...
I'm very cautious.
You're so timid with the copy.
Well, I get flop sweat because I kept screwing it up all the time.
All you got to do is remember Chef Man. It's not Chef Man.
I keep wanting to say Chef Man, and I don't know why. My brain tricks me all the time into thinking that's the word. The word is Chef Man. Chef Man.
There you go. News update, David Van Camp.
I'm going to have this thing nailed really soon.
You are. And then, yes. Well, it runs through tomorrow. So, you know.
Yeah, you got to go longer. Come on.
Right. You're just now getting it. There you go.
I get it. Come on.
All right. News update. Senate leader John Thune says, hey, it's time to attack Democrats and make the Save America Act a campaign issue rather than criticize Senate Republicans. our message.
Are you joking me?
Our message ought to be why the Democrats are completely out of step with the American people and why we need to elect more Republicans so we can do things like the Save Act. I think the base can be plenty motivated by other issues, and particularly by the president getting out there on the campaign trail and telling them why it's important that they elect Republicans to the Senate. And it's like, dude, okay. I understand. And you should do that. I get that.
Yeah.
All right. But it's kind of hard. And you're like, hey, the president ought to go and try to whip up the votes for this. Brr, brr, not my job. I'm only the Senate majority leader. Brr.
Right. Yeah. That's infuriating. We got to get to Nimrods. Roll it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right.
Nimrod's the news. We go to Pasadena, California. And honestly, I'm going to let you decide who the Nimrod is here.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to read right from the ABC story. Neighbors in Pasadena expressing outrage after a mail carrier was caught on video attacking, they say attacking, a peacock that residents say is a fixture of the neighborhood. So the incident involving the bird known as Sugar happened the other afternoon on Mohawk Street. Resident Gina Davis, not that one, but another one, said, I saw him get hit with the club. It was horrible. So residents describe Sugar as a white peacock that's well known in the area. Seeing a picture right here. Now, one resident said, he can be a little nasty. He's a peacock. He's a wild animal. Mm-hmm. He just chases everybody around. The other person said, there are times that we've seen him chase the mailman, and I understand, but you just can't throw rocks and hit him with sticks.
Yes, you can.
You have to figure out how to take care of that a little better.
No.
What they say. So the video shows the mailman throwing water or some sort of liquid at Sugar before picking up a rock and throwing it at him because it's chasing him. Short time later, there's Sugar standing in front of the mail truck. So that's when he comes out with a little stick and kind of hits the peacock with it. Sugar flopped around and then kind of collapsed there in the street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Did he kill the thing?
Oh, you and your sad puppy dog.
Did he kill him?
Those birds can be vicious, man.
Oh, I know. I know they can. I know they can.
They got him. He was being attended to. But outraged residents say he should be held accountable. So who's the Nimrod here?
Well, the residents.
Take care of your pet. Yeah.
Sugar. And that's Nimrod's in the news.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for anyone out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.